We've been talking all morning about the wonderful and inspirational story that is Lennox Head surfer Owen Wright, basically recovering from an extraordinarily traumatic brain injury which he suffered at the infamous break at Pipeline. He was left barely able to get out of bed, and yesterday there he was standing on the podium receiving a bronze medal for surfing at the Olympics. It is one of the most incredible comeback stories in the history of any sport, I reckon. I am getting goosebumps just talking about it. So imagine how the person you're about to meet feels. Her name is Keita Wright, and her husband has a bronze medal. Good morning, Keita.
Morning.
Thank you so much for juggling everything, including kitty drop-offs and everything. Your life has gone crazy in the last 24 hours, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, and I'm just so proud of my husband, and I just couldn't be happier for him.
Can you give us an idea what it was like, just how severe it was? I was telling one of my colleagues that I think it was a little bit more than a year after Owen suffered that injury. His sister Tyler won a contest, and she went back up into the clubhouse, and Owen was there to give her a cuddle, and it was just so confronting to see how frail and ill he still was. Can you give us an idea of the severity and what he's actually had to come back from to get to this point?
Yeah, well, he had bleeding and bruising on the brain from his injury, and he, you know, he would get dizzy when he walked. He would forget to... Sorry, my baby.
That's
and,
okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, being in loud places, he got really rattled. He got headaches. He'd have to sit down. And, you know, being at Tyler, you know, being at Snapper when Tyler won that competition, we had to sneak in so no crowds could see him. We had to go into a quiet place. And, you know, for her to come up and, you know, dedicate her win to him, she, you know, she was there by his side. We were both there with him through it all. She didn't leave his side when it happened. And, you know, that it was such a beautiful moment for him to be able to witness Tyler win. And, you know, just, you know, because it was so hard for her as well. So it was really, really, really tricky for him. And he was so emotional and so happy for her that, you know, he didn't set her back.
I think that was the moment when the broader surfing world realised just how serious things were. And I think the consensus was it would be a minor miracle if this guy ever gets to surf at any kind of elite level again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, you know, it was hard enough for his close family and friends to understand what he was going through because, you know, it's not like he has a cast on his broken leg. It's in the brain. You can't see it. And the broader surfing community had, like, we couldn't expect them to understand what he was going through. So he, it was a bit of a shock for everyone else who wasn't close family and friends. But, you know, Owen hasn't really talked about it until really this year. He hasn't talked about his experience because he's still going through it. He still has things he's dealing with on a daily basis, and he works on it every single day. He works harder than any other surfer I know because he treats his brain like a muscle now, and he wants to make that muscle strong and, you know, strong enough to withstand any future concussions that he might get, because surfing's a dangerous sport and every kid out there should be wearing a helmet. It is so dangerous.
Yeah, and of course Owen is very much at the forefront of that campaign. We saw him, he regularly dons the helmet at breaks like Chopu and Pipeline and Cloudbreak, and still performs with unbelievable courage there. I reckon when he came back and won that, his first event back, beating his good mate Wilco up there at Snapper Rocks, I thought that was the biggest fairy tale in surfing history, but this one seems to have trumped it.
100% it's trumped it because it's on the world stage. You know, surfing's still such a small sport in the eyes of the whole world. Only coastal people really know what surfing is and how to score it and what it looks like. So to be on the world stage at the Olympics and for him to have won at a world level like this has trumped it again. And he just keeps making history. And I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. Tears in my eyes. I'm so proud of him.
I heard you say that you can't wait to write the book. Sign me up. I'll buy the first copy.
Yeah, and the movie.
Yeah.
I think everyone should know his story. But, you know, like I said, he's taking his time to talk about it. And that will be a natural progression if he does that. And he wants to bring awareness to head injuries. It's usually all the movies out there are doom and gloom. It's, you know, repeated concussions are really no good for the future of your life. And his story is a positive one. He really wants to share that with the world and, you know, give hope to those who have suffered TBIs before.
Absolutely. And look, I couldn't help but notice the difference. We had Jess Fox, who was expecting to win gold. She was devastated to get a bronze medal, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone as happy as Owen to win a bronze medal, because you could just tell how much it meant to him, given the journey to get to that point.
Yeah, it felt to us, he won gold. That was a win in itself. Like, you know, he won. He won in Australia's eyes. He's the first Australian surfer to ever win a medal at the Olympics, in the first Olympics for surfing, you know, surfing in the Olympics. And he's made history yet again. And we are so proud. I've just done school drop-off. It's the first time I've left the house since yesterday. And everyone's just over the moon. Like, can we see the medal? When can we see him?
Was there a cute little thing at the school yesterday, did I see?
Oh, yeah, we've done so much for him at the school. Farley's, you know, he's so little, but he does understand, I think, now. Now he understands how incredible and his father is, and we've got the kids in all the shirts. The kids are cheering on the whole Aussie team. It's such a small little school Varley's in, so they all got behind him, and the support and the community up here is just next level.
I tell you what, if you ever want to raise money for any sort of cause, auction off one of those shirts.
Yeah, I think we might have to ask Rip Curl to print it. Quite a few more.
I think so. Hey, Keita Wright, also known as Keita Alexander, thanks so much for taking the time. Hey, can you just quickly tell me about this song that we're about to play? I saw it in the ABC playlist this morning and went, I cannot believe how the planets have aligned. Tell me about the song Between You and I.
Between You and I, I wrote this a few years ago back in LA, and it's you know, it's funny, it's really taking off now. It's been a slow burner, and people are absolutely loving the song, and it's one of my upbeat ones. And yeah, it's so awesome you guys have it in your playlist. Thank you.
Good on you, legend. Thanks so much for talking to us, and pass on our congrats to the Big O.
I will. All
cheers.
Right.
Keita Wright, also known as Keita Alexander, here's her tune. I swear it was actually on the ABC playlist for today, which was put together long before the surfing medals were decided. Sometimes the planets just align. This is Between You and I.
Tell me, have you found your word? Jungle.